67 today.
There's a new pup in the White House getting a lot of airtime lately, almost as much as his master. The first dog's name is Bo. Don't know if you heard about it. We're going to dive into the pirates. We're going to dive into the nutball that was charged with the crimes for that poor little girl, that 8-year-old girl, Sandra Cantu, for the murder and rape of her, the neighbor being charged. Man, you know, it might make you think. You look down the road, you like your neighbors, you trust your neighbors, and who's thinking that's going to happen? We'll dive back into that and whatnot. But let's start with the dog. Why not a little levity here? Here's the debut. Now, this is radio, so just picture a cute little dog, massive fur. It's a Portuguese water dog, as I've said a couple times here in America Tonight. You've probably seen the pictures. But in case you haven't, just picture a fluff ball running along all over the place on the White House lawn. Here's some sound.
You got a friend now?
I finally got a friend. He's a star. He's got star quality.
He doesn't know how to swim.
Yeah, apparently they have to be taught how to swim. They have webbed feet. And they herd the fish for the fishermen in Portugal. This is what we've heard. What do you think, Moyne?
I love him. He's perfect.
He's perfect. There you go. Portuguese water dogs like tomatoes. Michelle's garden is in danger. But he'll be sleeping inside the White House.
In your bed?
Not in my bed.
Okay, so the president says the dog's not going to sleep in his bed. You heard all that click, click, click in the background. That's the paparazzi. Speaking of star quality, since we've already gone down this path, a Hollywood star was handed out to George Harrison. And, of course, George Harrison no longer with us, but his closest friends were there. And what a group on hand. You had Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne, and of course Paul McCartney. They were there with a bunch of relatives for the dedication of the star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And Harrison was 58. He died, remember, a while ago of cancer. I want to say it was like 2001. He is the second Beatle with a Hollywood star, John Lennon the first. So the new star next to Capitol Records, right there in front of it, which was pretty much the distributor of most of the tunes that Harrison put together and whatnot. It made me start to think about this, like the whole thing with the Beatles. Even if you're 22 years old, or of course if you're older, if you're 50, 60, 70, whatever, you certainly know some of the Beatles' tunes. But who is the best Beatle? Who is the most popular Beatle? Was it John Lennon? Was it George Harrison? Was it Paul McCartney? Was it Ringo Starr? I liked Ringo Starr, but I know nobody's going to agree with that. I bet you everybody listening to me is going to chime in and say, Paul McCartney, Sir Paul McCartney, he was the one. He doesn't have a star yet, though. I guess he didn't pony up the money for it, because you know you have to pay for those stars when you get them on the Walk of Fame. Mm-hmm. He was just 15 when he hooked up with Paul McCartney. And he asked him to join the band, and John Lennon was part. It was actually John Lennon's band, and it was called the Quarry Men. Then it evolved into the Beatles, and it was just that lucky ride. I mean, they had talent, but they really took off. You hear their tunes all the time when you flip around. The Tax Man. Speaking of taxes coming up, The Tax Man. While My Guitar Gently Weeps. That was a Harrison song. Here Comes the Sun. Something was another one of his, and in his later years, he was huge as far as charities were concerned and whatnot. So who's the most famous Beatle, America? Who do you think deserves the most credit? John Lennon, Harrison, George Harrison, who got this star? Is it Paul McCartney? Is it Ringo Starr? Or is it the fifth Beatle that nobody knows, who unfortunately for him was out of the band before they really, really became famous? What do you say? AmericaTonight.net or 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Now, young Matt Johnson would fit into that 20-something category. Matt, who do you think is the most famous Beato?
I'd say either Lennon or McCartney for sure. Mainly Lennon died, so you always get more famous when you die, but then McCartney's the last remaining Beatle that's you know, still up and famous, I guess, and making music. Ringo's kind of making music, but not like Paul McCartney is.
Yeah, see, I like Ringo, but I think the most, I think you're right, it's a duel between John Lennon or Paul McCartney. Most people would probably say it was the two of them. I mean, it was a whole band, but it was the two of them that were really the lead guys, which, of course, then there was the split of the band. Yoko Ono's blamed for that in a lot of circles. He goes off to a solo career, then unfortunately is tragically killed. Who knows if he was still alive in that battle of the Beatles, where it would stand between Lennon and McCartney, because McCartney went on to, of course, produce a lot more music. Some other original music went on to have his own band and all that other sort of stuff, and then reunite with the Beatles and whatnot.
If Lennon was still alive, he'd be the more famous one, just because he took on a lot of more political issues and kind of put his face out there and got his nose into the news, I guess. Whereas
McCartney
kind of shied away from all that.
You're right. It's probably hard to imagine that Lennon would have lived ever a quiet life. With everything that we've been through, because he's been, of course, dead for a very long time, if you go back to the 80s. So you think of all the things that have happened since he died, leading up to 9/11, and after that, he would absolutely be in the forefront somewhere. I don't think he'd be sitting quietly and ignoring what was going on. So you might be onto it. It probably would be John Lennon. But since he passed away decades ago, there's a difference in how much in the music library and what could have been created by John Lennon. I mean, who knows? I'm sure there would be much more that would have come out, but not. So Harrison, though, gets the star on the Walk of Fame. Well, this woman's certainly not getting a star. Really, honestly, I think it's hard to say. What does she deserve? It's not a question of the word deserve. How do you get retribution for an 8-year-old girl whose life was taken, you know, was snuffed out way too young? You just have to picture this for a second. You're driving down the street. Picture this. You know your neighborhood. You live in a nice cul-de-sac somewhere or whatever on some road or some country road. You're listening to me in the beautiful area in the central coast of California, lovely town, Santa Maria and some of the bordering areas, or you're listening to me in Ottumwa, Iowa, or you're listening to me in Connecticut, and you're not thinking that the woman a stone's throw away who loves your kid, has been around your kid, is someone who's going to kidnap and rape and murder your little girl and then stuff her into a suitcase and dump her in a pond just a couple of miles down the road. So it still remains to be seen whether or not the Sunday school teacher is going to be charged. I mean, she's been charged, but whether or not she's going to get the death penalty. And to me, I think it would be a travesty of justice if that doesn't happen. I know there are people who are hardcore anti-death penalty, and I got a ton of email about this the other day. But with so many of the relatives saying they were stunned originally about the behavior of this woman, you got to think that that's going to help. It's going to help in the death penalty cause. And I hope they do that. I hope that happens. More on that story and some other things making news around the globe that will be of interest certainly to you next on America Tonight.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
To ponder, America, if John Lennon had lived longer, would he be the most popular Beatle over Paul McCartney and the rest of the bunch? I mean, George Harrison, I think Ringo Starr pretty much knew they were the others. They had successes and did other things even on their own. But the two most popular, it comes down to those two. Paul McCartney lives on and has had more music to play and more things to do. Of course, John Lennon had his life cut short, and we don't know what he would have produced. What do you think? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Our leadoff man, Stu, is listening to us in Kentucky on WVLK. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. I think McCartney's got better sense out of all of them. I think he's definitely a better head when it comes to business. But that's like asking which one of the Jacksons is most popular. Everybody likes the eccentric ones. They like, you know, and Lennon was strange.
Lennon was strange, and then he married this strange woman, who broke up the Beatles.
He was weird, and, you know, they say you can't call rich people strange. You call them eccentric. You know what I mean?
I'll remember
Michael Jackson,
that.
John Lennon, you know? But I mean, people are always enamored by the people that are strange. And I'd say most population would say John Lennon was, not only that, but, you know, you're always more famous when you die young. James Dean, Marilyn Monroe, Natalie Wood, so forth.
Yeah, boy, isn't that true? And then, you know what's so funny about the people that you named off? And you see them when you go to Hollywood, you see them all, the posters of them all over the place. Wonder how they would have aged. I mean, what would Marilyn Monroe have looked like, or James Dean, who died very young?
Marilyn Monroe would still be smoking. So would Jane Mansfield. Come on.
Oh, Jane Mansfield. Do you know that Jane Mansfield had a daughter who's on...
Risk a heart attack.
Yeah, I think she's pretty. I think she's attractive.
I think she's one of the most beautiful people in Hollywood. And I never knew that. I was, I don't know, looking at SVU or something one day, Law and Order, and I realized that she was Jane Mansfield's daughter. She is absolutely gorgeous, Mariska Hargitay is.
Yeah, I agree, too. I agree. You know, it's funny. Stu, you must like the Law and Order series because there's a chance those two might not come back.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, they wanted a little bit more money because other people have gotten money in the other series, and they're not sure they're going to be able to come to terms with them. But I think if Chris Maloney and Mariska Hargitay weren't there, that would cut that show.
I think it would cancel it. I mean, that would be like the Dukes of Hazzard with Coy and Vance instead of Bo and Luke, you know? So I appreciate you, Kate. Have a good night, honey.
All right, Stu. Thanks. Appreciate it. I love that analogy, too, by the way. Dukes of Hazzard. Throw that in there and compare that to Law and Order. Seriously, that was one of those Hollywood rumors. I happened to catch it on, I don't know, some newspaper, something I was reading. So we were talking about George Harrison getting his star and would have John Lennon been the most famous Beatle, and maybe he just still is because of the reasons like Stu was saying. He dies young, he was a little bit eccentric, and, as Matt said, he's somebody who would have been in the throes of political discussions in the middle of it. That's like the modern day Bono from YouTube, who is in the middle of everything, whether it's world economics or AIDS or producing T-shirts through the Gap that raise money or concerts or whatever. That certainly would have been John Lennon, absolutely, to some extent. He was, during his life, that kind of a guy who raised awareness, too. So would that have pushed McCartney in a different direction? Possibly. Could have. Interesting to ponder that, though. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Talking about that and then something so serious like the Sunday school teacher, not to harp on this, but I can't help but go in this direction. Made a couple of quick calls today and we're going to have her on, the head shrinker for ATN. We call her Judith Barr. But it's always, I don't want to say shocking, I'm sick of using that word. I guess it's like being blindsided. You're in this sleepy town, people know each other, your kid's going to Sunday school there, everything's nice and idyllic, and you're not worried about all this other nonsense. Everything's out there. Oof, that horrible story out there. Ugh, those idiots over in New York. Ugh, that person over there. You know, everything's out there, over there. I'm not worried about my little girl. She's going to school. Let her be a kid. Look at, it's all about being innocent at this point in your life, but unfortunately not. What could have driven this woman? And that's the thing you want to know. You want to know the why. If I'm the mother of the girl who was murdered, assaulted, and thrown in that suitcase, besides being destroyed and having to piece myself together, I guarantee I'd be in that courtroom every day. And I also guarantee that the one thing I would want to know is the why. Why? They prove she did it, because this is allegedly. But they prove that she did it. I would want to know why. Why? What? Snap, what made you do this? How could this happen? Whatever. So here's the scoop, and this is why I'm bringing it up again. The special circumstances basically mean, in a nutshell, if Melissa Huckabee, if convicted, can, of course, face the death penalty. It's a little bit different and dicier in California, or life without parole in prison. Prosecutors still not sure which way they're going to go. They're getting pressure to go for the death penalty, from what I understand. And there's just as many people who would call them up and say, death is cruel and unusual and shouldn't do it and whatever. But there's definitely pressure to go in this direction. Now, they had this hearing on Tuesday. It lasted just a couple of minutes. You had the public defender who was there and asked for a gag order in the case. And because knowing what's going to happen here and what a circus this is going to turn into. Last time we saw this little girl, there's a video, they keep showing it over and over again, a surveillance camera vid that shows her skipping outside of the mobile home park where she lived, just a couple of doors down from the Sunday school teacher. So finally, there's a 10-day search. Finally, farm workers come across the body in this irrigation pond. Just close to the mobile home. And then, ultimately, the trail leads to Huckabee, who was arrested right before the weekend. Hours after she told a reporter that the suitcase was hers, but it was stolen the day the little girl went missing. So now, after the body was found, they searched the Baptist church, they interviewed the grandfather, who's the pastor, and all that other stuff. They took stuff from the family house, because she lived with her grandparents, and now certain details are coming out about her mental condition. She was supposed to participate in April in some kind of a mental health program. So, of course, now it's too late. So there are all these tears. There should be no tears for this woman. The tears should be for the little girl's family who broke down sobbing when they were told of the sexual assaults, saying it was unimaginable. They're going to have a public service on Thursday for little Sandra Cantu, and we'll see what direction this goes on. I'm monitoring this thing. So in talking to the head shrinker, what the scoop is, if they haven't laid too much groundwork that she's not mentally all there, then there still is a chance that this they could go for this, it could be granted, and then the jury decides, they move on from there, and then we roll with the case. But this case isn't going to go to trial for a while. Just don't understand how what could possibly have made this woman snap in two like that. Don't know. Don't know that any of us can jump inside that type of a mind and try to figure it out. But the question is, and I got four email messages right before we went off the air on our last show, so I'm gonna read them out to you. And I asked a question similar. You know, should she get the death penalty? Is that fair? Am I being too hard? Would it be better life in prison? That sort of thing. And here's what I got. Beth says, yes, death penalty. No way should there be a reprieve. Mary says, wow, you are such a hard blank on the whole death penalty thing. I understand, but I think it's just dead wrong. Only God should decide. John, who emails us, he listens to us on WVMT, says, thumbs up, Kate, you're dead on right. Hope they have enough to get her and they don't go the insanity route. And Joe said, lock the door, throw away the key, make her sweat it out for the rest of her life behind bars. Don't believe in the death penalty. So, see, not everybody says that, death is the right action ultimately when it comes down to it, even in a story that's so heinous as this one. We go from the Sunday school teacher to the fake funeral and how they made money on a fake funeral. Pretty weird details. Stick around. We got them for you next. We'll pull you in here on ATN.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Driven by a cemetery and heard the lovely sound of the bagpipes coming across the lawn, you're close enough, and you can see that folks are out there. The last couple of funerals I went to, they all had bagpipes. And I don't know, there's something comforting about hearing Amazing Grace, whether it's sung or whether it's played that way. And the funeral, of course, is supposed to be the send-off, the end-of-life ritual that so many participate in. And there is a group of people in Los Angeles that somehow, if there's a way to scam, even if it's a morbid way through death, they'll do it. And there's a famous cemetery in L.A., and it's the Abbey. It's the there's Memorial Park, and then there's another one. And I guess it's famous for being in such a really tough neighborhood, but there's a place called the Abbey Memorial Park in Compton, and you'll see all kinds of ornate caskets and all that kind of stuff and lots of, you know, beautiful floral arrangements and whatnot. And apparently what's happened is there are two people who were indicted last week, and there may be more in this scam, but Faye Schilling, 60 years old, and Jean Crump, 67, were indicted on federal charges. You ready for this, folks? They scammed insurance companies and funeral-related type businesses out of about $1 million. They took out policies on phony people and then staged the funerals. You know, we used to do that when I was at Ohio University. It was called Murphy's Day. But it was for fun and it was for charity. This was for money. So $1 million just taking it out on people who never were, you know, were never around. Previously, there were two other women who pled guilty in the same case with the fabricated deaths. And they would file these phony death certificates, and then they would buy a funeral. This is how they did it. They'd buy a funeral plot and then go from there. And then, or, you know, somebody was cremated or whatever. I wonder, see, here's what I think. And what they found is they went and they popped open some of these coffins, and they found out that they were filled with either rocks or animal bones or butchered meat, and there was no body inside. They tried to make it heavier so that it would appear to be a body, and I guess that's, they didn't do a good enough job, and so there started to be some questions about it. Pretty shocking stuff. What a level of deception, and what a way to try to hide what you're doing. Now, they're both out on bond, and one of the women, who, of course, I tried through the Associated Press because they had a quote. I tried to get a hold of her. Naturally, she's not taking any calls at this point. But yeah, they'd have in some cases mourners there that would stand and be at the graveside. But who are they? And who, you know, what about the clergy people? It would have to be quite a ruse to be able to pull that off and make it look like it was the real thing, so nobody would start to be suspicious of them. And I guess what tipped their hand, see, that's always the thing when you're playing possum, something always trips you up. So the person that they were saying had died was a guy named Jim Davis, but it was just somebody that they dreamed up. And it all started to unravel when they persuaded two insurance companies to issue policies on his life worth about $700,000. And a doctor was apparently offered $50,000 to do a medical history for him. So they persuaded the two companies, they pay the upfront cost of funerals in exchange for a fee and reimbursement, and they cover the inflated funeral costs. My, oh my, what a scam. So $1 million, not bad, but now it sounds like they have them cold because they're popping open coffins and they're finding everything but bodies in them. And I think that it's going to be probably a little bit of jail time for both of these women, and who knows who else was involved in this. Yeah, so it's like we're living in the world since the Ponzi schemes and stuff. We're living in the world of scams. Not that they haven't always been around. There's old as time, right, to throw out a cliche to you. But this is one I haven't heard of, the fake funeral scam, where you actually go through the whole process. And it's not a television show, where you actually line up the people, go through the burial thing, have to make it look good because now you're trying to swindle the insurance company. And the insurance company gets wind of it, and then you're out. Because, one, they're going to turn you over. And, two, you're going to have to convince them and make it seem pretty real. So you'd have to have staged it pretty well. And apparently they did, if they've got, you know, these funeral places setting up the fictitious spots for them, going through with even the burial. Man, insane. So we go from that, from the scam, to what I think is going to turn out to be yet another controversial decision. And what does it have to do with, of course, gay marriage? I think ever since I was on the show where I said, nah, never in my lifetime are we really going to see that across the board, because none of the states are all going to agree to that. I don't think it's going to be a federal thing, even though there's going to be a push for that. I seriously doubt it. It's just too much of a hot button. And when you think of the whole Judeo-Christian nation that we live in, yeah, throw in some of the other religions, but Mr. Obama, Mr. President, are you listening? I am throwing in the other religions too, but you throw that out there, and I totally believe that we'll never across the board see gay marriage become a reality. But maybe I spoke too soon. Now you have the governor of New York saying that he's going to introduce a bill to legalize same-sex marriage. And it revives one that died a couple of years ago, and there's huge opposition, even though you've got this Democratic majority in the state Senate in New York. And he says this is clearly a problem when gays and lesbians in civil unions are denied 1,200 to 1,300 civil protections like health care and pension rights because they're not married. So I'm throwing it out there. Definitively, what do you think? Should they be allowed to marry and forget it? You just put blinders on. Hey, it's a different world. It's not my way. It's not what I think. I'm sitting in the pew. I don't believe in this, but okay, whatever. you know, the couple down the street, the two guys are nice, so who am I to say that? Do you think more people will be bullied into feeling that that's the way they should feel? Or should it, you know, is it just time to say, forget it, just let this happen? Who cares? Why are we taking up all the court's time, and why are we taking all the legislative time across America rehashing the same thing over and over again? Now, the governor of New York is saying, besides the fact, you know, the health care, the pension rights, all that stuff, he says flat out the timing is right, period. I'm going to take that step. It's going to be me. And I think other states are showing the only ethical way to treat people who want to live together in peace under the civil law is to do this. So why not make the ethical decision now, and it'll invariably be the right one politically? Legalizing gay marriage is completely controversial, though. Gay advocates, marriage advocates, they're even worried that if you bring it up too soon, because if you don't have the support, it's going to set back whatever effort there is to legalize it. Now, we know in Vermont, they voted last week to override the governor's veto of the bill allowing same-sex couples to marry. The week before, the Iowa Supreme Court ruled that marriage couldn't be restricted to unions of a man and a woman. So there you go. It's legal in Massachusetts and Connecticut. California briefly had gay marriage last year until they had Prop 8, I think it was Prop 8, where the voter initiative to repeal it. So you tell me, should we, if it's not really your way, and if it goes against what you think biblically or your beliefs or whatever, you just don't think it's right, it's not natural, it's for whatever reason, do you think that we in America are just going to say, let's just succumb to this? I mean, who cares at this point? I mean, do the people in Vermont have it right? Do the lawmakers have it right? Just legalize this thing already? And if the couples are together, let them be together. But here's the thing. Pretty soon, what it could also, I think, trickle down to is then you have to decide about other couples who are just living together. That's that common law thing. And this gets into dicey legal issues. I mean, forget about the health care thing and the pension thing and all that. Fast forward, and then it gets into other legalities of couples just in general. But I'm going to throw this poll out to you. There was a poll that was done at a university last week that showed 41% of New York voters supported same-sex marriage. 41%. That's up from 35% a couple of years ago, so it's starting to creep up. One-third, so this is a college poll, one-third say gay couples should be allowed to form civil unions but not marry, and 19% say there should be no legal recognition whatsoever. And if you remember, during the time when he was running for president, Obama supported the civil unions but didn't support the marriage. He kind of skated around the marriage issue, which is politically usually what happens when you're a Democrat and you're right on the line there. Now, in New York, for the record, the Democrats have the majority. As I said, it's a real tight majority, but 32-30. The Republicans in the Senate are saying they're not opposed to gay marriage, and or they're opposed to gay marriage, rather, and that hasn't changed. What do you think? Does it wreck the system, or does it do really no harm? Is it time to say, let them do it? 800-259-5791. Take a vote.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
So New York, the latest, the governor dipping his toe into pushing legislation forward to allow gay marriage. Of course, California, the extreme opposite end on the left coast, said yes and then took it back, whatever, 6 months later. I mentioned already some of the other states that have gay marriage and what just happened in Vermont. Should it just be, well, it's not my way, but who cares? Let's let people live in peace. Or do you say sometimes you got to put a line in the sand. You got to draw that line in the sand and say, man, I'll allow a lot of different things. And I might be a tad conservative, but this is one thing I just can't go there with your partner. I can't agree on that. It'll change a lot of things, certainly, in society, because whether it's insurance or health care or pensions, it would just let that all be open. There would be beneficiaries. There wouldn't be some of the legal wranglings that have to happen for people who are couples of the same sex, and there have been certainly some sad stories that have happened as a result of that. So, curious as to what you think, America. 800-259-5791, or Kim just hit me this way, americatonight.net. Kate, sorry I couldn't call. I'm on the third shift, baby. But I'm going to tell you, let them get married. Who cares? I'm sick of the discussion. Don't even bring it up anymore. Don't even bring it up anymore. Okay. So, you can chime in on that if you want to. I think it'd be revolutionary in New York for that to happen, because as much as New York can be considered in some circles pretty liberal, man, it can be really, there's really conservative pockets of New York, and people forget that. How about this story? It's not about gay marriage with this guy or about governing and politics anymore. Why? Because he blew it and he's facing fraud charges among the many charges that he faces. But Governor Goodhair, really, that's Governor Perry in Texas. But, all right, Governor Goodhair, part two, Governor Rod Blagojevich, who, of course, was a former gov of Illinois. Could there be a more crooked place for politics? Now may end up being on a reality television show. The show is called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It's going to premiere in June. I couldn't make this stuff up. And here's basically the gist of it. You take a group of seriously D-list celebs, you plop them in the middle of the jungle, and you let the whole thing unfold prime time. So you got this impeached former governor facing federal corruption charges who could make as much as like 80 grand an episode. Because it's one of those things where the money goes up the longer you stay. You realize that. It's like Dancing with the Stars. The longer they're on there dancing their rear ends off, the more money they make as they go along. And NBC absolutely says they want him. But it depends on the court's approval, whether or not he can do it or not. Because he asked a federal judge to allow him to go to Costa Rica if his bond was increased. Do you believe this?
You're despicable.
No kidding, you're despicable. So he basically broke the system in Chicago, in Illinois, and he has no problem with, first of all, hosting a radio show, which actually was kind of funny, and then picking up this invitation from NBC to be dropped in Costa Rica and make some money that way. This is the deal. He's broke. He thinks the show could help his financial wherewithal, and of course his legal defense. It is based on another show that they did in the UK. Why are we always copying the Brits? American Idol was a copy of an English show too, so here we go again. We're copying another British show, and they called it, it's sort of like the ultimate Swiss Family Robinson, and that's what they did. They took 10 celebrities, they put them in a jungle, and they have all these challenges and survival skill tests and all that stuff. And basically, they win money for their favorite charities. And the last remaining star wins the largest share of the donation, of course. And it will go all through June. Man, reality TV, it's all about reality television. You got to check into something you like, because if not, you're on HBO, you're on Showtime, you're on Stars, you're on some of the other networks. There are still some network shows left, but far and few in between. It's all about producing these reality shows. So, of course, the former governor would kick it up a notch for them as far as ratings are concerned. And why does he care? Because he's all about the limelight. I mean, that's what the deal is with this guy. First, he was so arrogant, assuming that he could just go and try to sell off a Senate seat and, geez, no one's really going to notice. And then when it comes back to bite him, and of course he had other dirty pool corruption things that he was doing along the way, including his wife being paid for something she didn't do by Tony Resco. Oh yeah, Tony Resco. So now you have Governor Blagojevich possibly being put into Costa Rica, being sent down to Costa Rica to compete. So let me ask you this, America. Do you think this judge should let this idiot go down to Costa Rica and do this? What would you like to see the former governor do? I can think of a million things, and one of them wouldn't be make money to go travel around the jungle before his sentencing and everything else in between, well, his trial and the sentencing and everything in between comes down. This is party it up, baby. Shocking. And here's a bigger question. Do you think the governor survives? He seems a little soft to me, depending on how rough it is in the jungle. I mean, do they make them eat the animals in the jungle? Do they make them eat the crickets, the ants, the whatever? Because, you know, that's kind of like the Survivor thing. You had to do those early contestants had to do some pretty rough things. I just don't see this guy doing anything too rough. But if it's celebrities, how much are they going to push them? You got to figure there's going to be a zip line. Wouldn't you like to see that? Oops, the zip line stuck. You're going to have to swing out there in the middle. Probably have to do something like that. Have to do some kind of a swimming deal. Maybe have to do walking over the bridge and over top of the jungle, going across and and rappelling down the other side. I don't know. I don't know how difficult they'd make it, or is it more yuck-yuck kind of stuff? It's worth asking the question. Let me ask you this. Is this entertainment? Is this entertainment, America? Is this what you want to see on the tube? All right, I haven't given out the number very much, so I'm going to give it out a bunch. I know a lot of people are still used to the 877 number. Not a big deal. It's about change. You can adapt. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Do you want to see Governor Rod do this? I mean, do you think this is entertaining? I mean, here's a bigger question. Is this entertaining? Do you think this is an entertaining kind of reality show to take these 10 celebrities and put them down in the jungle and watch how everything unfolds? Man. Man. 800-259-5791. I'm going to ask Matt. Matt, what do you think, buddy? He is the technical director here for America Tonight on this particular show. Would it be like a train wreck for you? Would you be plop yourself in front of the tube and get kind of sucked into this kind of a show?
I'm a sucker for reality TV. So
But bad reality TV?
I,
you know, there's
hate
better.
I so much reality TV, but then I find myself secretly, closetly watching it, you know?
So,
I don't tell anybody else I do, but I'll be doing it.
Well, now you just told a lot of... Trust me, we have an audience that listens. Even if they're having trouble finding an 800 number, they're listening in Kentucky. They're listening in California. They know what's going on. They're listening in Spokane, Washington. Do you... Okay, so if you watch reality TV shows, what do you think is the best reality television show out there?
Ooh, I don't know. I really like Top Chef.
Top Chef is good, though. I mean, you get something out of that. You can come out you can come out with a recipe or a desire to cook or some. I think you can get something out of that. I'm talking about some of these reality shows.
Bad TV show. I mean, there's Celebrity Rehab. I found myself watching from time to time.
Oof.
There's a new show called Candy Girls, which is basically the video girls.
Oh.
And that's pretty horrible, but I get sucked into that too.
So I get stuck with Matt Johnson, reality show nutball.
I know. I watch a lot of TV. My parents used to ground me for doing it too much.
Oh, he's a TV Nazi. Oh, Matt, we got to get you outside. We got to run you around. You're like a horse. Got to get you out on the track. Got to get you some exercise. Oh, my goodness. So we know who to go to if we have any reality television show questions. There's a few I've watched, but to me, this I just don't think this would be entertaining. D-list celebrities. So you're not talking about somebody you really want to see in the jungle unless he does a bunch of weird things, which I guess that's for him, I understand. It's the 15 minutes of fame. Everybody wants it, right?
Here in America, we don't tolerate that kind of crap.